Hello, welcome to Highlighters and All-Nighters. I'm your host, Ms. Huber. Today, I'm reviewing Answers for Echo and Narcissus. So number one, what two phenomena does this myth explain? It's just in the title. It explains why we have echoes and why the Narcissus flower, this beautiful flower, exists. The Greeks would yell and their voices would come back to them, and they did not have any rational explanation. So this was their quote-unquote scientific reasoning for why we have echoes, and their scientific reasoning for why we have this beautiful white flower called the Narcissus. Number two, what are two examples of metamorphosis in this myth? Again, just the title. So echo changes from a nymph to just a sound, or I also would have accepted bones, because there's a line on the first page, her bones were changed into rocks and there was nothing left of her for her voice. So echo to either sound or just rocks. And then Narcissus from a man into a flower, right? They're changing shape. Number three, Echo is punished by Hera not because she's flirting with Zeus and not because she always has the last word. It's not really an issue until she uses her gift of conversation to distract Hera while the nymphs escape when Hera's trying to track down her husband Zeus. So again, not because Echo's flirting, not because she has the last word. It's because she's distracting Hera while Zeus and the nymphs get away. Number four, Narcissus is punished not because of Echo, right? Because this happens and then he goes on to reject other people. So it's really not to do with Echo at all. Echo's part of his story, but she's not really the defining moment. And Narcissus isn't punished until it's not his because he's self-centered, right? He doesn't really become self-centered until he's asked to, or someone asked to punish him. His self-centeredness, his sudden obsession with his own looks, is part of the punishment. So Narcissus is punished really because he has been cruel in love and he has not entertained any of the ladies' attentions, for lack of a better word. So number five is asking why of all the Greek deities is Aphrodite the one who punishes Narcissus? Why not Zeus? Why not Artemis? Why not Ares? So it's Aphrodite because she's the goddess of love and he has been cruel in love. Number six, is Narcissus's fate a punishment or a natural consequence? So for this one, in order to get full points, you have to specifically say it's punishment or a natural consequence, and then explain your reasoning. If you just explain your reasoning and you don't tell me which option you're choosing, you will not get full points on number six. But as long as you pick one, say why you think so, then that is full points for you. Good job. Number seven, narcissistic, means that you are obsessed with yourself. You're very self-centered. You only are concerned about yourself. Number eight, as long as you pick a celebrity and it's reasonable, your explanation is reasonable, you get full points for number eight. There are a lot of narcissistic celebrities in pop culture, so you had quite a selection to choose from for number eight. I hope this helped you understand why you got full points and reaffirmed your answers, and maybe you were like, yes, I am so smart, I did so well on these questions. Notice I said well, not good. Or maybe this explains some of the answers and you can do better for next time. This has been Ms. Huber in another episode of Highlighters and All-Nighters. I hope this helped. Stay safe, separate, and sanitize. Adios, muchachos.